Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&C 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Bert Show.
All right, let's go back to the original call with Barbara. We had dude on with us one day, and he saw Barbara on, he didn't even know who she was. He knew that she was an AirTran flight attendant. They were on a hotel shuttle together, and he was looking for her, didn't know who she was, but it took us like 3 days. But we actually tracked this girl down, and it was Barbara. And the original time we had her on, she immediately mentioned, look, hey, dude, I'm really flattered that you're interested in me, but I'm sort of interested in somebody else.
I don't have a boyfriend.
Okay.
However, I have feelings for this guy that I really do care about, but he's currently serving in Iraq, but he's coming home in March, so I don't know how it's going to play out.
Okay, so that was the very first time. So now we got a sort of a sub-storyline starting here with, we want to sort of follow her and find out how it pans out with the military guy. She calls back a couple days later.
The only detail that you missed was that we haven't seen each other in 6 years.
That's right.
You and the military guy have not seen each other in 6 years.
That's right. He will be home in 1 week.
In one week. Okay.
So excited.
I am very excited. I'm nervous. I'm anxious. And I've been playing out the moment of when we actually first see each other at the gate over and over my head. So it probably won't go that way. I'll probably fall down or something.
I mean, think of the anticipation. For 6 years, you guys have been talking with each other now. And you're finally going to see each other face to face. So this was the last time we had Barbara on, because now it was getting close. He was here, and she was in Chicago.
The Army decided to put him on a different flight, and he is in Atlanta as of yesterday morning.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you haven't seen him yet?
No, I'm stuck in Chicago.
Oh, no. Is he going to be meeting you at the airport tonight?
He is. He's going to be at the top of the escalator by baggage claim where everybody else meets. So I'm going to make my way up there once I rush everyone off the plane.
Okay, now at first it sounds like a cool romantic story. Like if this was Hollywood, everything gets tied up in a nice little bow.
Right.
Their eyes meet for the first time. He picks her out instantly. She picks him out instantly.
Some romantic music plays.
Right.
Slow-mo running to each other, arms out, hug, embrace.
When they kiss, it's the most perfect kiss ever.
It's an immediate connection there, and they spend this fantastic emotional weekend with each other.
But he also has to pick her up at the airport and spin her around and around. Like when they first embrace.
Right.
That always has to happen.
Sure.
Somebody has to pick somebody up.
There's the camera angle from the ceiling that you're watching in on,
And she looks
and
up
hair,
and it's like, thank God he's here.
Her hair looks perfect, and even when she has like a tear in her eye, her makeup's still perfect.
Could be a great story.
Yes.
But what's the reality of the whole thing? Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, I can't tell.
Based on that, good morning. Was it a good weekend or not?
Yes. I think it was a really good weekend. She hasn't slept much.
Good weekend.
I think it's a good weekend. She's waking up from sleeping, the recovery of not sleeping over the weekend.
I'm with you. I think it was a great weekend. Barbara, was it a great weekend?
It was a fabulous weekend.
Yes! All right, the first thing you got to do is take us through the first moment that you see him.
It's really funny because he didn't see me at first. I rushed everybody off the flight I went down to the train, and I thought I was in the first train to, you know, so I could get off the train first and go up the escalator and be the first one up there. But I ended up doing the complete opposite, and I was in the last train.
Oh, bummer. No.
I've done that before also.
So it was building up, and I was definitely shaking, and I had my one of my other flight attendant friends with me to kind of capture the moment. And
the last half hour of that flight, you didn't do a damn thing, did you? You were in the bathroom, yeah. And you're making yourself all pretty.
When we got closer to landing, I was doing a little happy dance. But I was definitely nervous. I mean, as soon as we touched down, I just kept shrieking, like, this is it, this is it. You know, it's so close. Oops. And, as I was going up the escalator, I tried to jump up and down, but, I mean, I couldn't see anything. And then I get to the top, and I'm panning across all these people, and I didn't see him at first. And then at the last second, I spot him, but he didn't see me. So I actually had to yell out his name, and then he looked over at me, and I just ran up to him. Apparently, my luggage went everywhere. It just fell to the ground, and I just put my arms around him, and he did pick me up.
Of course.
Spin and everything.
Nice. You have to do that. You have to.
Standard.
Yeah. And, I mean, I cried. I couldn't help but cry. And he did have flowers. So.
Good boy.
Was he in uniform? Could you even see him in his camouflage stuff?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't in uniform since he got a chance to, you know, get a hotel. Since he was in Atlanta for so long, he managed to go, you know, get some regular clothing and stuff.
Did he look the same as it was 6 years ago?
He looks a lot better now than
really?
He did 6 years ago.
Is he all is he all military buffed out now and stuff like that?
He is military buffed out, yes.
Go get your man.
That is awesome. Go get your man.
Have you checked everywhere?
Do what?
Have you checked everywhere to make sure he's buffed out everywhere?
Have I checked everywhere?
What's the matter with you?
Jeff.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't have to answer that.
I can't believe you.
You're so shocking.
I know.
So now you guys have been chatting with each other for 6 years. You just haven't seen each other, right?
Correct.
So emotionally, you guys are pretty tied to each other. It was just the physical part. You haven't actually seen him.
Right.
Okay. And so I'm assuming this weekend changed nothing. If you think he's that hot now, you spent the entire weekend. I mean, so now are you guys
reconnecting?
You reconnected now, right?
We did. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's been pretty PG, but
no, it hasn't.
He's he's definitely something. But he did ask me on the first night officially to be his girlfriend.
Aww, that's sweet.
Now, how does a military guy do that? Is it like a little thing that you got to sign, like, will you go with me? Yes, no, maybe, or does he say, like, I only?
He's
like, I'd like to increase your rank.
He just asked me in a very sweet way. That's all.
That's so cute. That's You're cute. So in love. It's so cute.
So you guys are now exclusive.
Yes, we are, and yeah, and she got it right.
You're in love.
You think you're in love with this guy?
Oh, I am
madly.
Really? Oh, you can hear it in her voice. Absolutely.
Have you told him yet?
Yeah, he knows. I told him, actually, the other night.
Oh, damn. Did you say it first?
I did say it first.
And did he say it back?
Yeah.
OMG.
Listen to how quiet she's like, yeah.
That's
cute.
Was there anything, I'm trying to figure out if this was the I love you before physical or after physical?
Dude.
It means a lot. It means a lot.
He said it.
The timing of the I love you means a lot.
She already said it was pretty PG.
It was pretty PG, but I mean, as far as...
No, it wasn't.
I mean...
Why are you lying to us?
Okay, it was before.
It was before, okay.
Yeah, she's answering your question because she's avoiding mine. What are you talking about, PG?
Compared to all that stuff that Jesse James has been doing the last month,
right.
Which is PG.
None of the Jesse James stuff.
All right, so this has gone great. So now, has he taken off?
No, he's here.
Okay.
Can we talk to him?
You want to roll over and tell him to get on the phone with us?
He is right here if you would like to talk to
sure.
him.
Sure. All right.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I can't believe
if he's still in town, he is next to her.
Such a skank. Knew it the minute we talked to her.
Stop it.
He's got that boy
in her
room.
She is in love.
He's going to come over here. He's going to kill you with two fingers.
She's in love and she's supporting our troops.
Hey, good morning. Who's this?
This is Mitchell. How you doing?
How are you, Mitchell?
I'm pretty good.
Welcome back, dude.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Man. Having a pretty good weekend, huh?
I'm having an awesome weekend.
What do you think of the new program we've implemented to thank each troop personally? When,
I appreciate it. You got a lot of work to do. There's a lot of guys out there.
Well, Barbara's taking on 15 of her own, so.
Yeah, you're just number 14. So everything went this weekend the same way you wanted it to go?
Pretty much, yeah. I couldn't have imagined it a better way, honestly.
That's fantastic, man. So congratulations, cool. Dude.
How long do you get to stay home before you have to head back?
Till the 9th.
Till the 9th.
All right. Well, that's good. You guys have got an extra week or so, right?
Mm-hmm. Perfect. That's good. Okay. Well, congratulations, dude. This has been a nice story for us to follow. Usually they end up terribly, mm-hmm. so we probably never want to hear from you guys ever again.
Exactly.
It was also really amazing to watch her react to all this, and it was hilarious, actually, because she, like, turned beet red. Doesn't know how to react at all.
Well, definitely let us know, you know, when you propose and when y'all get married and when you have babies and all that stuff.
What is
Jen? Barbara's like, oh my God, Jen, shut up.
Follow the whole story.
Oh my God.
Jen, you're so embarrassing. Oh my God, I hope he does.
When you go back to Iraq, how long do you have to go back for?
Actually, I only got like 2 months left on this deployment, so it's not that bad.
And then when you come back, you're here in Atlanta?
No, I'm stationed in Washington. I got 6 months there. Incidentally, I got orders to be down in South Carolina, about 2 hours away from here. Actually, nice.
It seems to me like when you're in a military relationship, like you have to accelerate things. Like you have to really think about, okay, what's going to happen in a couple of months when he's back and he's not stationed in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Conversations you normally wouldn't have this quickly in a new relationship, right. You sort of have to, because he may be in Washington or he may be in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Just a point.
Well, I'll be there for the next 3 years, actually.
In South Carolina?
Yeah, it's weird because I just found that out, honestly.
Okay. See, things were meant to be, man. It's 2 hours up the road. Yeah, this is Barbara. She's like, I love South Carolina. That's so awesome. That's my favorite state. I was thinking of my favorite states, and South Carolina was it, right behind Washington until you got to play South Carolina.
All right, you guys. Thanks a lot for letting us follow along with you guys, and good luck. Yeah, we definitely want to follow you over the next couple of months.
Okay, yeah, we can do that.
Okay, Barbara, right, thanks a lot for letting us follow along with y'all, okay?
Thank you.
And keep an eye on them, because as a rule, South Carolina girls are easy.
Oh, God.
This is a sweet story.
It's a strong man, dude. Strong man.
Look, this is straight out of a Nicholas Sparks book.
Seriously, okay? Right?
Aww. So cute.
All right, you guys. Have a great weekend. Or week, I should say.
Bye-bye.
It's the Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.